This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Lebanese officials say 63 people are dead following a large explosion that rocked the port area of the capital Beirut on Tuesday. Health Minister Hamad Hassan said more than 3,000 others are believed injured in the blast that caused widespread damage in the city. A Lebanese Red Cross official said rescue efforts are underway and that people were still trapped in their homes and in other nearby structures. There's no immediate word on the cause of the blast. Some local media reported it occurred in an area of the port where fireworks were warehoused. A White House official said President Donald Trump has been briefed on Tuesday's explosion and continues to monitor the situation. The blast came as a UN-backed court is trying four people from the Shiite Hezbollah group suspected of killing Lebanon's former Sunni leader, Rafik Hariri, in a truck bombing 15 years ago. The court is scheduled to deliver a verdict on Friday. The blast also occurred during one of Lebanon's worst economic and financial crises in decades and amid escalating tensions between Hezbollah and Israel along Lebanon's southern border. White House officials and top congressional Democrats say they plan to meet again after both sides cited some progress in their effort to find agreement on a new coronavirus aid package. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer told reporters Tuesday that the White House and Democratic lawmakers have, in his words, moved closer together on five or six issues. He added they have many more to go. Two sides have been divided by the size of their proposed aid packages. Democrats are calling for $3.4 trillion in new spending. Republicans want to limit it to $1 trillion. The two sides are discussing sending out another round of stimulus payments, helping renters avoid eviction, and helping the Postal Service. This is VOA News. New York City's Health Commissioner Dr. Arcsiris Barbeau resigned on Tuesday, expressing her deep disappointment with the way New York Mayor Bill de Blasio has handled the COVID pandemic and his use of the department's expertise. In her resignation letter, Barbeau said she was leaving her job with deep disappointment, in her words, that, and this is a continued quote, that during the most critical public health crisis in our lifetime, the health department's incomparable disease control expertise was not used to the degree it could have been. That's the end of the quote. Earlier this year, the New York Times reported de Blasio initially ignored Barbeau's advice about canceling large gatherings and closing businesses. Last month, he stripped control of the city's COVID-19 contact tracing program from the health department and placed the program under the agency that runs the city's hospitals. Earlier this year, New York City was the epicenter of the pandemic in the United States, with daily deaths passing 400 per day. But this past month, the city saw its lowest number of hospitalizations since the pandemic began. Zimbabwe's president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, has appealed for national unity against what he called evil and dark forces. In a televised address Tuesday, the president blamed opposition groups, whom he described as terrorists working with outsiders, for destabilizing Zimbabwe's economy. The comments come days after he ordered troops to stop anti-government protests over poverty and corruption. The president also blamed economic sanctions, cyclones, drought, and most recently, the deadly COVID-19 pandemic for affecting progress towards Zimbabwe's economic recovery. Belarus ex-leader Alexander Lukashenko on Tuesday vowed to protect his country from the opposition and from Russia, which he said were coordinating violent protests ahead of presidential elections this week. The 65-year-old has ruled over the ex-Soviet country, which lies between Russia and Europe, with an authoritarian grip for 26 years. He's cracked down on the country's emboldened opposition in the lead-up to this Sunday's election. During a televised address to the nation, Lukashenko slammed what he said were attempts by his opponents to organize a massacre, that's his term, on the streets of the capital, Minsk. He claimed his critics were being backed by billion-dollar resources to create unrest. Lukashenko is a former collective farm director and Europe's longest-serving ruler. He's seeking a sixth term in the upcoming ballot, after barring his main rivals from contesting the vote and jailing some of them. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. We also have an app you can download. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.